A question came up the other day about energy and focus and the ability to concentrate. And I looked at my client and I said, are you getting enough rest? And she looked back at me and she said, not at all, David. Many of us are going through these challenges right now. We're feeling burned out. We're feeling distracted. We're feeling somewhat depressed many times, disorganized. There's all kinds of this stuff going on, right? And we're struggling. I mean, we're struggling as a nation. We're struggling as a country. We're not getting enough rest at all. And rest just doesn't come from sleep, although that's what we equate with the most rest, right? But we need rest in our lives more than ever. When things are out of control in the world, like they are right now with politics, the pandemic, the inflation, the wars, and of course, the ship that just hit the bridge in Baltimore and the shootings that still go on and all that kind of stuff, this is exhausting to the human brain, to the human body, to the immune system. We're not getting enough rest. And when we're observing these type of scenes on a daily basis by watching the news, it's actually destroying even the attempt to get rest. We do not need to see the pictures of war, the pictures of the presidents, or the picture of even the harbor and the bridge in Baltimore. We don't need to see that a million times to know what happened. And that's one of the things that's ripping rest right away from our lives. I mean, people are worried at night, they're anxious at night, so their sleep is disrupted, right? People are looking for food as a way to cope with the stress, emotional eating. It's an unbelievably powerful way. Sugar, salt, white flour, and fat are just great emotional eating foods. I say that tongue in cheek because what those ingredients do, or many foods like that are emotional eating foods, is that they numb emotion. And when you're numb in emotion, you're not allowing the body to process the way it should. And that interferes with rest as well. If you have resentments, if you have anger, if you have fear, if you have insecurity that you're not taking place of or taking care of, it's running 24/7 in your mind. It's not going away because you go to bed. As a matter of fact, a lot of us can't even sleep that well at night because of all the stuff that's going on. So we need more rest. Now, I'm going to ask you to take out a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down, what are things that create rest for you? It's different for everyone, right? Like for me, a sunrise is not necessarily restful. I love sunrises and when I'm out in meditation, but I'm usually doing something. I'm not just sitting and resting, but with sunsets, it's different, right? So a sunrise to me is a sign of meditation and I go into my work. A sunset, I can just sit without any goal at all. On the sand, in a chair, on a balcony, in a hotel, it doesn't matter to me. On the beach, staring at the Gulf of Mexico, the Atlantic Ocean, any huge body of water, whatever, brings me rest. You know, it really does. Obviously, meditation brings me rest. Deep breathing techniques bring me rest. Every day at the gym, I do a 10 to 20 minute walking meditation, believe it or not, on the treadmill. When I do the walking meditation, I am in another zone. I don't hear the music in the gym. I don't hear people talking next to me on treadmills. I am at rest. I am so at rest. It's unbelievable. I was talking to another client recently about affirmations and the power of affirmations, which I'm a huge fan of affirmations if they're done correctly. And one of them I said is that I think could be really powerful with us is I rest with the divine. I am home. I rest with the divine. I am home. Sometimes having these type of mantras and repeating them while you're driving to yourself or while you're just sitting can bring some kind of rest, right? I am one with the divine. I am at home. I am at rest with the divine. I am at home. See, we have to look for different things, words to watch or to repeat, affirmations to repeat. Maybe there's a canal or there's some body of water, or maybe there's a beautiful park not far from you, or maybe there's woods you can go walking in that could bring a sense of peace, bring a sense of rest. I have some clients that recently traveled out to Colorado and they had pictures of themselves just sitting amongst the trees. You know, they weren't doing anything and they weren't thinking of anything. They were purely in rest. I have another couple that I work with that just put up in their backyard hammocks that they can lay in the evening, looking at the stars, early morning sunrise. You know, they go out there and they just rest. And to them, the hammock instantly spells rest. Now, you know, watching TV while we're in a seated position, it totally depends on what you're watching, if we can call it restful or not. You know, if you're watching a documentary on something beautiful, well, that could be very restful, right? If you're watching a sports game that you happen to really love one of the teams, it may not be as restful. If you're watching some kind of drama-filled Housewives of some city, odds are it's not going to be very restful TV. But there's many shows that could be restful. There's many documentaries that you might learn a lot from and take your mind off of everything else that's going on. So I'm just giving you a few ideas on how we can rest. You know, reading is another way that we can rest the body, rest the mind. I think two of my favorites would probably be breathing exercises and meditation in regards to pure rest. And you can learn how to meditate with visual meditation on YouTube. We have a meditation video or audio on YouTube that you can get for absolute free. Just go to YouTube and Google David Essel Meditation, you'll find it. But that is where we can create rest, and the world needs more of it now than ever. Let's start putting more time into carving out 10 or 15 minutes here, 10 or 15 minutes there, maybe a half an hour over there, just for restful exercises. If I can help you at all, reach out to talkdavid.com. Most of us are so conditioned to always be moving, always be thinking, always be wondering, always be worrying. And we can end that. Join me at talkdavid.com. There's also 5 books there, absolutely free. Have a beautiful day.